Hello and welcome to Instant Anime.
Just add music.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Jimmy.
Yay. Thank you for joining us in this Spooktober.
Get hyped for Spooktan.
Yeah, something like that. Not purposefully a theme, but I am pretty hyped for Halloween, so it's fresh on the mind.
Yeah, we got spooky, scary skeletons just playing on a loop.
Mm-hmm. It's very festive. Oh, I thought we turned that off. Oh, shit. Oof. Go, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so
I'll hit the tape recorder.
Perfect.
Boom box.
So, all silliness aside,
that was weird. Me hitting the stop on the tape.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, all silliness aside, as we are a very serious podcast.
Yeah, for like 1 minute.
Wink, wink.
Wink.
This is the time where we tell you what we do, and what we do is listen to a song, which has been linked in the description below.
Yep.
We suggest you give it a listen at some point.
What song was it today?
Today it was Galaxy by Ladies Code.
It's their code.
Let's stand by stick with it. In any case, we have listened to this song and furiously written for 5 minutes.
Instantly.
Yes. What anime we think that would have the theme song of. And then we do rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first. I won. I decided, hell, why not? I might as well. I wrote something, so.
YOLO.
I'm going to YOLO this.
Yeah.
And then we don't discuss it until we start recording.
Yep.
And that's how we got here.
You're getting our candid reactions.
Mm-hmm. The first initial reactions.
I feel like this podcast would be bad if we just, like, wrote a script for what we were supposed to say.
What? I don't know what you mean, Jimmy.
You're on the rock.
Ah! Damn it.
All right, so, yeah.
We're not that. We don't plan ahead that much.
No.
Right.
It's, like,
things?
Way too much work.
Mm, yeah.
We give ourselves 5 minutes and that's...
That's enough.
Seat of the pants.
That is plenty.
Let's hear it.
All right.
Spook time.
Again. Galaxy.
So is it spooky spook?
Ladies Code.
You make another horror?
Well,
did I pick up that mantle this week?
Oh God, I made a horror. Just gonna frame that little phrase.
Is it an horror?
Oh, that always bugged me.
I know. An horror.
No.
A horror.
It's a horror.
Yeah. Is it?
An horror. All right, it's depends on how scary we want to make it.
All right,
but
let's mix it with mine and we'll see.
I'm gonna preface this by saying this is not safe for work.
Oh
yeah,
slap a big ol' explicit over this episode.
Yep,
it's already explicit.
That's why I'm just going for it.
Since we may have new listeners with tender ears,
this is going to be sexual in nature.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Haven't really ventured that way.
No.
As a podcast.
Interesting. Let's hear it.
Our explicit has always been language, not content, for the most part.
Well, I mean, content being language, but yes.
So, without further
language
ado,
foul.
Language most foul.
Yes.
We have, picture it, a Gothic, Victorian brothel, and burlesque house.
Did you say burlesque?
Yeah, burlesque. I'd like to start over.
I like burlesque because it makes me think of like a witch house, the burlesque house.
Burlesque. I should not have had dairy right before this. I just scarfed some yogurt.
It's
I was hungry.
Gonna muck up your gums.
Yes, the lips, the teeth, the tip of the tongue. But, try that again. It's a burlesque house.
Got it.
And
I got it the first time. I just wanted to make fun of you.
I'm hurt. Also a brothel, but it's, like, really high class. It's really...
Okay.
Nice. The clientele is, like, top-notch. Perhaps there are politicians involved. And I'm picturing, like, Victorian age. So not just style, but it's, like... 18 Got it. Something.
Got it.
I'm thinking England. Why sure. not? Probably London, because that's where all the movers and shakers would be.
Sure.
So we're moving and shaking our bits, because dancing.
All about.
Surprise! All of the women that work there, and only women work there, are vampires.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. After stakes, they're different vampires.
I know, it's hard to bring vampires back. I almost did, I don't know if it was last time. Yeah. I almost did with the fighting. I almost did it. But that was, like, way too similar.
Yeah.
So I was like, can't
oh,
do
that would be really close.
Yeah, can't do that.
Well, this,
but this
you'll
is
see.
Way, this is way different. This is yeah. good. This you'll is see like why. Firefighters. Which was stakes. But, and not actually stakes. We dropped the firefighters.
We can bring them back.
That for was, maybe that a, was a good idea.
Maybe a Valentine's Day special?
He's heated up with the firefighter.
They gotta put out the flames of love. Huh?
Are we gonna do like a special Valentine's Day episode if
That'd
it's not
cute.
On a Sunday? We could do like holiday episodes. I didn't even
you
think
know
about
I
that.
Would love that.
That'd be pretty great. All right.
I'm a big fan of celebrating most holidays. Big and small. National Donut Day, let's get donuts.
But see, are we talking about it right now, and then it's not going to be a surprise for people? They're going to expect, like, a Thanksgiving episode?
Ugh. What's good?
Maybe, maybe not, if we feel like it.
I think we could do
maybe.
Some holidays.
Yeah. Cool holidays.
Totally.
Like Hanukkah.
I don't know enough about it.
You got your dreidels. You got your... The nine candles thing.
I remember reading a book in, like, elementary school about someone, it was, like, a pickle jar, and they were too greedy, because they held, like, all the pickles, and so they couldn't get their hand out of the jar.
Sure.
Rather
That's
than
like
just taking, like, one pickle, they were too greedy to get their hand out of the jar.
All right, let's get back to it.
So, vampires.
greedy pickle vampires.
You know, I'm going to leave the pickles out of this.
That was my idea the whole time.
Until we make a mega
anime. Oh, we didn't even talk about that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, whatever.
You know what? You'll introduce next time. It'll go better.
We need like a script for it, I think.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, it's true. I can't write anything, so.
What's in that? What's in that
Come
book?
Come on, let's give it your back to All your right. idea.
Vampire ladies, they use their vampiric powers to exploit the patrons. Yeah.
Cool.
See, I learned a little bit about vampires from your...
Me reading Dracula?
Mm-hmm, your work with the novel.
My work with Van Helsing.
Yes. But I was thinking mostly for money. Like, they... And I'm male and female patrons. It's a real wild place. But,
Real wild.
Real wild.
For Victorian London.
Mm-hmm, because everything was super buttoned up.
Except these vampire ladies.
Yep. They were letting it all hang out.
Oh, is this like a steak spinoff? All right, keep going.
So this is actually one of the nodes of steaks. This is the...
I'm fucking hate it.
Okay. I was picturing, because they're like vampires. Maybe there's some dominatrix sort of stuff that happens.
Okay.
They're known a little for that. But I was picturing, you know, they've got like cards that they play, and there's music and dancing, obviously, on the stage, because it's a... burlesque house.
All right. Hook me.
And so booze, drugs, etc. It's great.
Hook me.
The madame is very good at what she does, and she has very loyal vampire girls. Except for one.
Oh, no.
That starts to take it a little too far and starts killing people.
Jacqueline the Ripper.
Ta-da! So it's... The madame obviously wants to save her business. Because it's getting harder and harder for the police to turn a blind eye when people are dying.
Yeah.
They didn't care that it was happening because they were taking part. They were getting a cut. But now that people are ending up dead, they're like, we really need to start doing something about
this. This sex house might not be the den of good that we thought it
be. I mean, maybe they do some charity work.
Charity, yeah.
But,
Feed the homeless sometimes.
She needs to find a way to keep the murders from happening. And I'm picturing at some point the rebel vampire just kind of like takes off on a murderous spree, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But I did think of a name. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
A Pointed Affair.
Like teeth points?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Thank you. And then what got me there was during the song, the chorus kind of picks up a little bit. Like, it starts and it's slower. It actually starts with some, like, ding, ding,
yeah,
ding.
Yeah, like a clock kind of mm-hmm. sounding.
And I originally pictured an axe.
Huh.
And then I was like, that may not work, but...
Me watching The Shining really had an impressive touch.
Yeah, from the other room with a pillow over my head. No, it wasn't that bad, but I definitely was in the other room.
Definitely.
My pen has come alive. So I was picturing during the chorus where it picks up a little is a physical encounter, so ooh, to speak. And
spicy.
It ends up, because at the very end of the song, there's a heartbeat. So it works in
she,
that.
She like rips the heart out or something.
Yeah, she kills him. So dang. They're like,
so it like looks, it's, I'm kind of imagining, I don't know about you, but kind of like James Bond, you know, where they're just silhouettes. So it's like kind of like a sexy silhouette part, and then it like it turns into like a murder silhouette part. But continue.
Yeah, something similar. With the chorus, there is like a consistent like doom, doom, doom sort of thing. That's not at all what it sounds like. I don't remember anymore. It's been too long since we listened to it 5 minutes ago. Yeah. But there's like a short, there's like a stop on it.
Yeah.
And anyway, I was picturing like... Because correct me if I'm wrong, isn't the whole, like, neck-biting thing highly linked with sexual pleasure?
Not really. Okay. In Dracula, not really. But, like, Dracula specifically was targeting women. So, like, that's sexual in nature just okay. by default.
Because I was thinking that when the patron neared completion... Perhaps that was, like, the signature move, is all the little vampire ladies would bite them to increase the pleasure.
Oh.
And so it's just, like, you know, enough to get them to come back and say, bring all your money
get
and
to
whatnot.
Come back?
Oh, see, I'm trying to keep it as...
You did this to me. This is your idea.
I know, but I'm trying to keep it classy. Nope. As classy as the establishment. So, I was picturing during that part where it's like, doom, 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 whatever. Not that it's a doom.
It's like bite, bite, bite.
It's like a bite, and then it's like, you know, them kissing, and then it's another right. close-up of maybe a head being thrown back or something.
Right.
And then at the end of the, like, last chorus, it's like a dead man's face.
Oh.
Because she's, like, walking out of the room. You see her tail end.
Like a drip of blood or something.
Mm-hmm. Because she went too far.
Drip of blood, and then it, like, follows the drip into, like, a pool and, like, a pointed affair.
Yeah. So, that was the visual that I got, and that's what I came up with.
Cool.
So, it's a little spooky.
It's a little spooky. I like that you placed it in the fancy environment, like, a inherently, like, not grotesque. Well, I mean, vampires are grotesque, but...
They do some nasty things.
Like... Burlesque being like seedy and you know like that, so it's like that dichotomy is immediately apparent, which is pretty cool. I like it.
I mean,
mine's way different and will be very difficult to combine. I
ooh,
think.
Ooh, alrighty.
So to start it off, I kept picturing a space station turning. Okay. Kind of like 2001 Space Odyssey, where it's doing like spinny part.
Sorry,
and it was like a piano, like turning. So that could play into your burlesque thing
it
somehow.
It would, yeah.
But it's like, I kept picturing that in my head. I'm like, how the fuck do I? And I started like thinking about maybe like a haunted piano or something like that.
Like a haunted player piano.
Exactly. I moved away from that idea.
That didn't used
though.
To be a player piano at all.
Haunted by the spirit of famous.
And then it becomes Westworld.
Yeah.
I was definitely thinking about Westworld.
So that was like my initial idea that I couldn't get out of my head, but I scrapped that for a space station crew is slowly being replaced by a shape-shifting / role-replacing alien race. No one seems to notice for a while because they're like, they assume the position of them and memories and everything like that until a certain event causes a glitch or malfunction or some sort of genetic thing to happen in the shapeshifters. Technology or mutation ability, whatever, causing the infected crew to look like monsters slash zombies. So it's kind of like, you know, like the light flickers and you see like the shadow of like a ghost or like Pirates of the Caribbean when they have like the moonlight. You don't like the zombies?
No, because I can picture that and it's got scary stringy music.
Right, exactly. So you have to imagine like the three unaffected people like walking down a corridor and like all the people in the like stores.
Hey, Gerald.
Walking next to them. It's like poof, and like looks really fucked up. So the unturned crew have to figure out that they're being replaced, one, because they can't tell otherwise, before time runs out and their station is called back to Earth where the infestation would take over the world.
That sounds a lot like that one Doctor Who episode where, yeah, like, the spacesuits were killing the people.
Similar, yeah. But that was, like, the air. That was the malfunction in the the suit itself, AI. It was
like, they were selling the air back to them.
Yeah, exactly. Are the aliens bad? Do they end up gaining humanity when transformed into their human counterparts?
Is there a sick-ass dance?
And I said, I don't know.
Sorry.
Do they kill the humans they replace? Definitely. That was my idea.
All right.
Short, sweet, to the point. Spooky. Space horror. I went space horror. You went earthly horrors.
Yeah. Could steampunk be the answer? Victorian sci-fi?
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Instead
of vampires, is it shapeshifters? And it's like, instead of a space station, it's a spaceship, and they like go to an outpost and they're like meeting with the ladies. Maybe they're like bounty hunters or something weird. I don't know. But some reason that they are there, and then
it could still be vampires because vampires turn people into vampires.
I know, but
I'm down with it being vampires.
We already did vampires. I'm cool with shape-shifting thingy things.
All right. That is a different spook.
Mm-hmm.
A different spooky spook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then it's like aliens.
Yeah.
Rather than
vampires. Alien spooks.
Yeah. Alien spooks.
Which is like a different kind of spook than vampire.
Exactly. So.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. Is they go to like an outpost. There's a brothel sort of situation. And the ladies are turning the people into shapeshifties. Because they themselves are.
Okay.
Shapeshifties. What you say?
Sounds good to me.
That was easy.
And episode over.
Just go ahead and dust our hands of that.
So are they turning the people into shapeshifters or they're abducting the people and replacing them with shapeshifters?
You know how shapeshifters work better than I do.
I don't know. There's multiple different people.
That was your half of the idea, so.
Well, you can help me. I was asking you. For your input.
Are they kidnapping them and, like, enslaving the humans?
Or killing the humans?
Which would you prefer?
I don't know. Enslaving would be too similar to stakes.
That's also what I'm thinking. They're not vampires, but they're still...
They're still doing the thing from stakes.
All right, they're killing them.
All right. I mean, that was my idea. Anyways.
I would like to keep that.
We're keeping that.
That was your last thing.
Cool. So they go to an outpost... A la The Thing, and they find a burlesque house, a la some other thing. The Thing being where they go to, like, Antarctica, and they find, like, an alien, and it starts killing them and replacing them. You would hate that movie. It is actually terrifying.
I am not familiar, and I don't want to be.
Don't worry about
it. I have bad dreams.
Again!
This is the worst
one. We gotta watch more Little Witch Academia. Yeah.
Yes. We're watching that. And yeah. It is...
It's not late enough yet.
It gives me life.
That's a great show.
It is. It's really well done.
It's really cute.
It's great. Art's for this really time good. Of year.
Story's really... moralistic, and
y'all know how much I love a cute witch.
Cute witch, and she's got a cat, which is severely underused in the show.
Yeah, I've seen it like twice.
Like,
get on that.
Yes. Okay. So.
And it has April Ludgate
in anime, weird witch anime form.
Mushroom loving anime form.
Yes, instead of like Death and Andy Dwyer and
An anti-dwyer would really...
He'd spruce up the place.
Yeah, he would.
Do they need an anti character?
No, they're strong women. They don't need him.
No, they don't. They don't need him, but neither did April. He was just in the show.
Yeah, he's pretty cute.
He's a cutie patootie.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to our anime.
Is Chris Pratt in it?
Sure. Why not?
Does he like to do voice acting? He does
space stuff. Maybe his next foray is into voice acting more.
Hit us up.
Hit us up, Chris. You're in Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see what could go wrong.
He's in a lot of space movies. Guardians, that one with Jennifer Lawrence that I didn't watch, but Arrival Platformers. I don't remember what it's called. Either way.
Space Frame.
All right, Chris Pratt's in this one. He's one of the main dudes.
Yeah, he'll be in there. But
oh, maybe he's not one of the main dudes. Maybe he's one of the dudes that gets shapeshifted.
Yeah, he's expensive. Like really early. We need a cameo and nothing more.
Or maybe instead of getting shapeshifted, he doesn't get shapeshifted and they think they shapeshifted him. Because if he was shapeshifted, he'd still be the voice actor of the shapeshifting one. And that'd be expensive. So I'm trying to think of a way of like... They think he died, and, like, they don't replace him, but really he's, like, somewhere, and he shows up in, like, the season finale.
Surprise!
Yeah.
I'm glad we got that squared away.
Yeah. We can only afford Chris Pratt for, like, two episodes.
Yeah.
He's fucking famous.
Yeah, he's gotten up there.
Whereas all the other famous people we've talked to, they're not Marvel famous.
It's a different level.
Yeah, at this point.
Although, Lee Pace was in Guardians.
Oh, shit, you're right. He's in Lord of the Rings, too, I mean.
Yeah, he's also in Twilight.
Yeah, he's up there.
Oh, Lee Pace.
We could have him in this one, too. I'm sure he'd do it after the success that Stakes was.
I tagged him in an Instagram story.
Oh, damn, I bet he totally did not ever see it.
He didn't.
Ever.
No.
No.
He didn't. Anyway. We can work on casting later.
We'll work on casting
later. Let's table that.
But I liked it because it gave me an idea to fit Chris Pratt into the show and for a little character.
Yeah.
He'd be very an Andy-esque character, too.
Early Andy or late Andy?
Like a good mix of both. Because, okay, like, both were kind of grading at the end of it, you know?
I don't know why they made him do all
like
that.
Like mid-Andy.
Okay, mid-Andy.
That's what
is.
I'm saying. That was the goodest Andy.
Definitely the
not the best, the goodest.
Yeah. So, our space crew, what should their occupation be? I threw out bounty hunter just as like
I was thinking like miners or something or the space the steampunk space colony has like a bunch of different, cuz for whatever reason I was picturing a like hallway that they could walk down that has a bunch of stalls that have different shops in them.
Okay. And so like, it's got a market.
Yeah, and so like that's one of the times that the like glitch happens and they're just kind of like walking and everyone's like at their stall but then looks fucking creepy.
Yeah, I think wherever they land could have a main street, or were you thinking that was on the ship?
I feel like that was on the ship, but I don't know. That's when it was, like, futuristic. If it's steampunk, I think it would make more sense if it's less high-tech and more, like, maybe it still is a colony, but instead of being on the ship, they all have, like, their tent stalls that they pop up whenever they land on a planet somewhere.
I like that.
Okay.
Like, maybe there's a festival going on.
Yeah.
Or something, and so there's a lot of people there.
Yeah. Oh, I just imagine the ship. It's really cool looking.
I bet.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of, like, Yellow Submarine a little bit for some reason, but it's more of, like, the copper piping. And
of course.
Kind of just, like, goes up with a big, like, copper smokestack.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Wood in space.
copper.
Yeah. But copper and wood. I mean, steampunk, right?
Sure.
And cogs. Gears and places.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're the one. You're the expert. You watched that one horrible...
Don't remind me.
...competition show.
It was called Steampunked.
Steampunked.
Mm-hmm.
Apostrophe D?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's how you know it's...
quality?
It's real.
Yeah.
They got real. There were real people on the show.
Yeah. I could do with getting those hours back.
He did waste a lot of time on that show.
It was only one season.
But still, it was like 12 episodes.
Could have been worse.
Could have been more. It's true. Okay.
So, is it still a really fancy place?
I think...
if they're like miners?
I think the...
hats and pickaxes?
I think since it's a colony, the people that go to the burlesque aren't miners. They're like the higher-ups, like the captain and crew and whatever.
Okay, so it's still a fancy place.
Yeah. I think I want to keep that because it's okay. Cool dichotomy, remember? You get that. Get the parallels.
I will say that burlesque is... I'm really self-conscious now.
Called you out.
Burlesque.
Brulesque.
Those can be very, very nice. Like, those are classy. It's not like strippers.
Know. Oh, there was that one... not that I went into. It was a...
Is this on your bachelorette or your bachelor?
Oh, I think it was. Trip? I think it was in the Tickle documentary.
Oh,
they went to that lady's, and she. I don't remember it. It might have been that. I don't remember it.
Watch that if you haven't, dear listeners.
It's not anime. But
I'd call you suggestos, but I think that's been nixed. Okay, yeah. Watch that.
Again, not anime, so don't.
It's documentary.
If you don't want to watch something that's not anime.
Don't Google it first, because there was something that happened after it was done filming that's kind of a big deal.
True.
It's on HBO.
HBO.
And HBO. But it's a classy thing.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't remember what it was from that I watched.
I mean, the sex work is seedy.
Yes. But
the dancing is nice.
Yes. Darn, I'll never remember. Oh, well. Okay. What is next on the agenda? So we still have a
fancy. The guys. I'm assuming it's men. A male women. Crew. Just because of the time period.
You but said I there guess were women, too. It was Fast and Loose.
Patrons. Patrons. But the crew doesn't.
The crew's both, too.
Alrighty.
Why not? I think it's Star Trek.
Okay. Are they different species as well, then? Or whatever you want to call aliens?
I don't know. That can make it a little confusing.
But I mean, like, Star Wars, think of the cantina.
Yeah,
everybody's
why not?
Different.
Everybody's getting it on.
All right.
With the Twi'lek
That makes
girls.
It more like sci-fi.
Yeah. There's aliens. Men, women. Other genders.
Why not? I like it. I like it.
Cool.
I think it'd be more fun to draw all the different.
Yeah. I'm imagining like a green lizard looking guy and he has like two tentacles on both of his sides where arms would be. I don't know.
I like it.
That's my one alien for the day.
Cool. I'm not going to think of one, probably, so you win.
Space horror.
All right.
Steampunk state space horror.
So is the main character, like, a detective? Like, what makes them...
I feel like if they're the crew...
What makes them... Well...
If they're the crew...
They have to be, like, fancy enough to get into the place?
Right.
I'm sorry. It's not just one murderer anymore, is it?
No, it's the whole race of space shifters.
So that doesn't matter as much.
Title.
Oh, yeah, actually.
It's so bad.
It kind of reminds me of Trading Spaces.
Yeah. A little bit.
Space shifters coming to HGTV.
It's just like two like different keys on a keyboard. Space and shifter. I hate it. I hate it so.
Scratched
it. Okay. Should we think of a title, though?
Are we there
yet?
Are
we there?
I don't think we're there yet.
What are we need? What else do we need?
I need to flesh out this storyline because...
You're a little confused?
Well, even though I'm pretty sure we already had mentioned it, it just now kicked in that everyone's murdering, not just one.
Yeah, I mean, the race of space safe shapeshifters.
I'm assuming it starts out subtly.
Yeah, of course.
It goes from there.
Yeah. It's subtle up until the point that they realize that it's happening. And then it kind of becomes more overt where everyone's like, join us.
So the crew or whomever we're following, a portion of the crew, whatever, they're trying to get back on their
ship
to get out of there?
Sure.
And then what, like blow up the planet and kill all the shapeshifters?
Sure. Sounds good to me.
But it's a horror, so do you want the good guys to win?
Ooh, maybe like the captain is the first to be shapeshifted and replaced, and you don't learn it until the very end when like
he's with them
and they're like leaving. Yeah.
Good.
There we go.
Opens up for sequels too.
Uh-huh. Cuz they just like fly off.
Captain, I can't believe we made it out.
It's like me too, and then it does like a little There you go.
That was,
I did tentacles coming out of your mouth.
I did a Zoidberg hand motion. Yeah. But that's less scary when you think of it in terms of Zoidberg. So are we thinking it's less of an action movie and more of like a psychological suspense, thriller? Because yeah. It's like, are you? There has to be some way to tell.
Well, I think besides the obvious like glitch, there's some like...
Like you poke their hand and it, like it bleeds blue or something like
right.
that?
Right. Not so, I don't think that overt, but something about like... Yeah, something like that where you like...
Or maybe they all can't like eat fish or something. Like they're all allergic to peanuts.
Oh,
something.
They all have a peanut allergy.
Something not as
like,
prevalent.
Officer Davies loved peanut butter sandwiches.
But now he only eats jelly.
Only jelly.
But some, do you think?
Scoops it out with his claw hand. No peanut butter, though. It's real weird.
Oh my god, I was unprepared for a claw hand.
There's aliens. Officer Davies, claw man.
Yeah, but how rude. He uses his hand.
It's true. It's very unsanitary. He double dips, too.
Oh,
or maybe he's very, maybe he's like self-cleaning. Like the antibacterial TV remote.
Oh, yeah, the microbial.
Antimicrobial.
That's how that works.
Yeah. Yeah, it's self-cleaning. Little scrubbers come out.
I had no idea and I laughed it away.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
What was it? Oh, no.
What was it? Because it totally, if they do have some affliction.
Oh, War of the Worlds. That's what I was going to say. It's kind of a reference to... Like, they're all scary, except the germs kill them.
Oh, and Signs is water. You never watched that one.
No, I didn't.
It's water.
Okay, well.
You defeat them with water.
I have some of that
spoilers.
Near me.
Spoilers.
I mean, just try everything, right? At that point,
yeah.
Like, sneeze on them, throw water, throw some
yeah.
handful
we've got, like, two options peanuts. For War of the Worlds and Signs. We got germs and water.
But I was thinking something along that line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
something
they
goofy.
Can't handle bleach or... You know, just something.
I know, but can it be cool? Can it be like a, can it be a twist?
Yeah? What do you mean a twist?
I don't know, like War of the Worlds. It was like, they're so powerful and will never be stopped. And there's like, oh, but the germs, the tiniest biology.
That is something really dumb.
What?
What if they have a wet t-shirt contest?
I mean, why not?
Okay.
Why not? You gotta get the sexies on in the show somehow.
Well, there's...
This is like some HBO anime.
There's a brothel.
This is like stakes level rated R anime.
But not... It's sexual in nature. Stakes wasn't as sexual.
No, it was more violent.
Yeah.
This is more of the sexy times. Like HBO.
Late Night or whatever it's called?
I don't remember.
We found that on accident.
I'm just saying it doesn't need to be a late night porn channel on HBO. No. It could just be Westworld.
There should not be a wet t-shirt contest. I was just thinking, like, why would they be getting wet?
I gotcha. You were like, plot device. A wet t-shirt contest in space.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm trying to think steampunk.
Oil?
Oil or like...
They're allergic to cogs.
Or steam.
Okay, maybe steam makes them melt a little.
Yeah.
Like they're wax figurines.
Oh yeah, like it kind of like... It their skin the kind of droops a little bit.
Ooh, everyone goes around looking like they had a stroke.
That could be cool. That'd be weird. Oh, that'd be creepy, yeah.
And so...
Kind of like mushy men.
I mean, obviously the ship is steam powered.
Yeah.
Like the spaceship. Exactly. So maybe they have to turn like the engine around or... the thruster or whatever to
right.
shoot and into like the crowd.
Or maybe something like that, or because it's steam powered, the engine room is like secure from them because the only
it
people
gets steamy in
exactly
there.
The only people that can go in there are like the people who work on it.
The only other thing is coal.
Yeah.
The coal dust could get in their lungs and like
or
maybe
it could get in anybody's lungs.
But I'm actually thinking like diatomaceous earth. That weird, it's made of like tiny fossilized shells and it gets in, they have food grade that you can feed to like horses and whatnot.
Oh yeah.
And it gets in the parasite or whatever. You can use it on like your
pets.
Let's
do that.
That have fleas because it like gets in their joints and like rips them apart from the inside.
Let's do that.
So I was thinking maybe coal dust could be similar where, yeah, you get like the black lung or whatever.
But it literally rips the
it rips
aliens
them
apart from the inside.
It has some sort of reaction.
That sounds fucking cool.
Cool.
And they just like explode.
Yes.
And then people are exploding and people don't really understand why. All right. I like it.
Okay. So they figure out the only thing that must be doing it is coal, and maybe the captain has been, like, helping with the coal, but never actually near it, so they have no reason to think that he would be.
Right.
Because he's helping with the coal. But then they realize, like, oh, actually, if
he had some, like, cyber face mask on.
If you, like, rewatch it.
He was, like, telling people, he was, like...
I assume he's got some sort of beard, so maybe that kind of, like, blocks, like, a big mustache, like, blocks it a little bit.
All right.
Cool. Figured that out. Figured out the coal.
Sounds good.
Very steampunk. I'm proud of us.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Way into it now.
It got cooler.
It got way cooler, like, just now.
Coal is the answer.
Well, it's like we figured it out. Like, the idea is whole now.
We needed it.
The coal is
thank you
coal.
For humoring me.
Of course. I'm sorry. I always want to jump the gun.
No. That's...
Let's title it now.
So we've got people coming, and then shapeshifters start taking over, and they have the creepy, like, market scene where there's, like, an eclipse or something. Something weird happens with lights, and then it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah. But it's, like, quick. Yeah. It's, like, quick enough where they just
They're
kind
like,
of...
They're like,
huh? And it's normal.
I just shook my head like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
So.
And then you ran through like six different doors down a hallway. I was like very confused.
Yeah.
But thanks for coming back from those weird hallway.
I had to get my exercise in for the day. Oh my God, this is really random. I started watching My Little Pony again.
Okay.
And in like episode, I don't know, 3.
Do they yakky sacks?
They do like a knockoff Benny Hill.
Oh, jeez.
Which I did not realize when I watched it originally.
Yakky sacks.
So, funny. I enjoyed.
Funny ponies.
Mm-hmm. It was a low day today. Anyway.
I guess so. Needed some of that friendship.
I needed a dose of friendship.
All right.
So they show up,
yep.
And that happens, and then, like, what, somebody just explodes? Is that what happens?
Sure. That's, like, the catalyst.
And they're like, why are people exploding?
Literally, the coal dust is the catalyst to the guy exploding, which is the catalyst
yeah.
to the downfall of the shapeshifters. Sounds good to me.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, okay. So they go to the planet... to restock on fuel, but
okay.
also the...
There's like a festival or something.
Festival is going on, and there's a burlesque house, shit like that, which is the, like, spawn of all of it.
Well, I mean, it's kind of brilliant, actually, because you could shapeshift into whatever the client wanted. Isn't that, like, really...
Right, it's like...
It's like they see them coming, and they're like, okay, let's change real fast.
Right, and the burlesque house is called, like, Desire or something.
Mm-hmm. I think that would work. And then I still have my weird, like, corruption scheme from mine.
It's like, look, we even have a lizard... Two-tentacle-armed woman.
Yeah.
Look.
Mm-hmm.
Or...
Check out her large suction cups.
Suction boobies.
Well, I tried. For the record, y'all, I tried.
It's on record. Don't... You don't have to say for the record.
I suppose you're right.
Yeah, okay. So we got it.
So... And then they get power-hungry and just say, like, screw this. I'm done screwing people, and let's...
For pittance. We need this huge spaceship.
If it is, like, a huge coal mine to get the fuel from, then that would be, like, a huge resource for them. It would be, like, I don't know, someone stealing...
Right, but they didn't have the means to actually, like, sell it or use it for any reason until the, like, ship arrives, and they're, like, perfect. We will use this. And then they don't know that that's what kills them.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like an untapped vein.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And they want to control it to take a piece of the space race or whatever.
Space jail court.
What?
Space Supreme Court.
I was saying that they were trying to get it the space government. Power. Yeah.
Yeah. In space. Space states. Control of the space states.
I approve of your alliteration.
Space Risk.
Space Risk. Is there a space version of Risk?
Yeah, it's like space AD 2020 or something. Yeah. And there's like a colony on the moon. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's Risk.
Yeah, I've never played Risk.
It's difficult.
My brother always wanted to, and I think that's why I never did.
You're like, I hate you.
But
I hate Risk because you like it.
Well, he cheated at games a lot when we were younger. Like Crazy Eights, he did not follow the rule where like you have to play the suit before you can play like an eight or whatever.
Mm.
Yeah, it would be like, oh, I just would rather do this.
I'm pretty sure I did that kind of shit too, though. So
yeah, I mean, he doesn't anymore. But it
as far
was
as
just,
you know,
that's true.
Should play some Crazy Eights with him.
Should next time.
He'll be like, no, I cheat at this.
Now. But, yeah, so I never really played. But
all right.
I'm not surprised that there's a...
It was cool. I played it with my friend Max. I don't know if we played it correctly, but it was, like, cool when we played it.
We had the .com edition of Monopoly,
which
was awesome and, like, has Sun Microsystems on it and, like, things that no longer exist.
I was going to say, yeah, that's it. That's an ancient
it was neat.
Relic.
All the little houses were like see-through plastic.
Cool.
It was really cool.
That's pretty cool.
I'll have to show you.
Okay.
Anyhow.
Title it.
Glad
right?
We figured it all out.
We totally did. We nailed it. I really like it.
I'm excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary.
It's spooky.
But I'm not going to detail it because I want to sleep tonight.
Yes, you do.
So, you want to break it into two things? I mean...
We always got to try, right?
I agree.
Okay.
And since there aren't vampires, a pointed affair just doesn't make sense.
Nope. And space shifters is bad.
Space shifters! Dab, dab, dab!
Dab, dab, triple dab.
Everybody dab, space shifters.
That's what they do when they explode.
They dab a bunch? Oh, actually, that happened. Never mind. Okay. I don't think you watched the Brack show.
No. I didn't have cable.
Yeah. Well.
It's a sad, lonely boy with no cable TV.
The robot neighbor
to fill
whose
the void.
Name I don't remember. He'd get, like, frustrated, and before he would explode, he'd, like, go, and,
he
like,
would
move
dab.
His, yeah. He would move his
he
arms
would,
all around, and.
He would George, what's his name?
Whose name?
Microsoft previous CEO.
Oh, jeez.
What was his name?
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates. Why did I say George?
I don't know.
George is the jungle.
I don't want to be reminded of this.
There was one, it was like a poor, it was a bad GIF, and it was
found
like,
it on Reddit, I assume.
Yeah, but there was another post that was like, when I have a blind friend and I don't know how to tell the time in sign language, and it's 12:45 or whatever.
Oh my gosh, that's horrible.
It was really funny. Oh, Bill Gates. That's like that one with the kid, and he does that, like karate, after all the kids dab in front of him. You saw that one.
Yes.
But it's just that.
Why is there so much dabbing lately?
It's they're finally thinking it's cool. 2 years after it was actually like a trend. Mm. I don't know. I find it funny now. What is it like when it cycles back?
Yeah.
It circles back and it's funny again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at that point.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
Thank you.
Oh, dear. Are you ready for a title?
Let's fucking do it.
What do we want?
Space word? Steampunk word?
Sure.
All right. Okay.
I've got a steampunk.
Space word?
You got a space one?
Space word. Steampunk word?
Yeah.
Cool.
Let's try it.
Okay.
Be a beautiful disaster.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Billowing. Abyss.
That's pretty cool. It doesn't really work.
No.
But it's like pretty cool imagery of like a billowing abyss.
Sounds terrifying.
Do you have a space word?
Yeah.
I have a steampunk word.
Okay.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Tinker?
Rings.
Tinker rings.
I was thinking like the rings of Saturn.
Right, okay. Billowing is cool.
I liked it. I know it's an adjective, and that's usually the only stuff I can come up with.
Yeah, but billowing abyss is...
Let us recall deep purr. It still cracks.
That was purr deeply.
Yeah, but we tried it both
ways.
That's
true.
God, that cracked me up. Okay.
Tried to put that adverb in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you like billowing?
I like billowing. I like abyss, but I don't like them together.
Unless we do a crazy long title that won't fit on our thing.
Like, Attack of the Shapeshifters into the Billowing Abyss. Journey to the Billowing Abyss. But it doesn't make any sense.
Not quite.
The context. Okay, so the gases from, like, a combustion engine expand, which is what causes the combustion when it, like, the thing moves around. And then, like, when they breathe the coal dust, they expand and explode. But also... They're replacing everyone and, like, expanding their...
Their, like, takeover?
Their, like, takeover of the crew and everybody. So it's, like, the expansion.
Right, because if you had the in front, it makes it infinitely more scary.
Yes. Because then it's, like, a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the thing is the title.
Of a thing that I'm never going to see.
Right. But if the movie, if the title was just thing, it probably wouldn't be as good of a...
You'd be like, meh.
Yeah.
It's a noun.
The thing.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah. Or like a thing. It's just one of them.
One thing.
A expansion.
One thing.
See,
I don't know why.
An expansion.
But the expansion. The expansion. Whichever pronunciation.
Yeah. Interchangeable at that level.
Is that good?
I think it could be.
I think it's spooky.
It sounds...
I think it's spooky. I think...
And, like, so much steampunk stuff. It's all about,
it's like, all about steam expanding and...
Engines and...
Yeah, and they...
Gaseous things.
They expand and explode when they die. It has so many different layers to it to fit into the show. I like it.
I think that'll work.
I'm sold. Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, that's it then, right?
I believe so.
Okay. Thank you all for listening to this episode of Instant Anime.
Spooky times. Sorry, I mean, just add music.
Stick to the script.
We didn't write a script.
Not for this episode. Wink.
Wink, wink.
But yeah, thank you for also listening. Always, we're open to suggestions for songs. If you hear a song on the radio or something, send us a link and we'll listen to it and try and make it an anime for you.
Yeah.
That's on Twitter at Instant Anime Pod or on Podbean using Facebook for comments. And currently no other way to do that.
That's what we got for you.
We're trying to expand our horizons.
But
we're scared of expansion.
It's scary.
Of the expansion.
It's scary.
So yeah, comments, suggestions, anything. Song suggestions, just comments about the show.
Mm-hmm.
Leave us a review on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We welcome your feedback.
Thank you for
listening. And your participation.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for participating, if you ever do that.
Yeah, thanks. did you just...
No.
Did you shout out?
No. But yeah, thank you. This was, again, the song, Ladies Code,
Galaxy.
Birth, the anime, the expansion, coming fall. 2031.
Wow.
There's a lot of, it's like a kind of, it's like the 3D.
The 3D?
They're making like a new animation style just for this.
We're pioneering?
Yeah.
You might think of it as
like
a steampunk space, sort of.
Spacefaring.
Endeavor?
Yeah, exactly. Claiming, striking new ground, claiming new veins of coal.
Yeah, putting in those railroad spikes and...
Yeah. Cool.
Welcome to the expansion.